Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Have you heard about the ride-sharing service that has started here in Fukuoka? It's a service where private drivers, under the management of a taxi company, use their own cars to transport passengers for a fee. White license plate vehicles that contract with a taxi company are now allowed to operate commercially. Just like using a regular taxi, you can arrange a ride share through a smartphone dispatch app where you can choose between a regular taxi or a private car taxi. The service area includes Fukuoka City and the surrounding municipalities within the Fukuoka Transportation Zone. The service is primarily available from evening to night. And since the private cars do not have meters, the fare is calculated in advance when you set the pickup and drop-off locations, and you pay that fare as long as there are no significant route changes. The service was introduced in Kanto and other areas in April, and it has finally started here in Fukuoka. It's expected to alleviate the chronic shortage of taxis, something that I've even heard people I know talking about. With the introduction of this service, we hope Fukuoka will become an even more livable city. That was some information for you this week on the new ride-sharing scheme, so keep it in mind the next time you're out. All right, well, now that it's nearly July, from next week, the big event in Fukuoka in July is the Hakata Gion Yamakasa Festival. Held from July 1st to 15th, this is a traditional Hakata festival. Have you ever seen it? I've been nearly every year to see it, and I never get tired of it. From the beginning of July, gorgeous and powerful kazariyama, which are towering, highly decorated kazariyama floats, some 10 meters high, are displayed in various places in Fukuoka City. This year, for the first time, a kazariyama inspired by the Japanese anime Gundam has been created and will appear in the Kamikawabata Shopping Arcade. On July 15th, the last day of the festival, the finale, an event called Oyama, is held. It's the main highlight of the Hakata Gion Yamakasa Festival. The approximately 5-kilometer timed race starts at 4:59 a.m. from Kushida Shrine in Kamikawabata Machi, Hakata Ward, to the signal of a drum. Men carry the yamakasa, which is about 3 meters high and weighs about 1 ton, on their shoulders and run out into the town, cheering and shouting. The course from Kushida Shrine, the starting point, to Sasaki Town, the goal, attracts locals and tourists from outside the prefecture, even before dawn. The Gundam Yamakasa will also participate in the race, by the way. The Hakata Gion Yamakasa Festival is such a significant early summer tradition that it's said summer comes after Yamakasa. It's a festival created by the united efforts of the people of Hakata. So, be sure to get up early and enjoy this vibrant celebration.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.